Sarah Worstel, Kim Howard, and Matt Cleese all want the same thing, to get Southwest Indiana workers sidelined by an invisible virus back to work. Cleese has owned Kipley's Restaurant on Bakey Road near the Lloyd Expressway just since last July. Business was booming, and dozens of workers filled orders to a lively clientele.
On March 1st, we had 40 employees on our schedule.
Less than a month later, virtually all are gone.
There's nothing worse in the world than making that call to tell somebody that they don't have a job. It's something that I never had to do something so hard and I wasn't really prepared for.
I'm Kim Howard, Regional Director for the Southwest Indiana Small Business Development Center.
Howard and her staff of three part-time business advisors were the ones who helped Matt Cleese buy his restaurant last summer. They've been talking with area small business owners nonstop since the fallout from the COVID-19 outbreak started earlier this month.
Fair to say that you're having some really difficult conversations with small business owners right now?
That's very fair to say.
Difficult conversations without a lot of answers right now.
It's just so early that it's hard to tell how this is going to play out. We have some people that are not only resilient, but they're flexible and they're nimble and they're trying new things and they're doing whatever they can to keep their employees intact.
Until the final package of federal aid is determined, one of the main tools available for small business owners hit hard by the shutdowns to stop the spread of the coronavirus are Small Business Administration low-interest loans. Kipley's owner, Matt Cleese, says that's aid he doesn't want to accept.
All that's going to do is, in a year from now, put us where our bills are still too high to survive. That's why we're praying for the stimulus package to go through.
Cleese says one particular item in the proposed federal stimulus package, however, could make a difference. If Congress passes a provision that forgives the emergency loans as long as employers use the money to pay workers.
If those go through and we can get a loan and I can put that into payroll and I can pay everybody, and especially if I can spend on some food costs as well, and then if those are used correctly and they turn into grants, that's really the key to me, to small businesses surviving at this point.
What everyone I talked with for this story agrees on is that the small business picture in Southwest Indiana is probably going to change because of the pandemic. It will change because some small businesses will not survive. That's where Sarah Worstel comes in. She's the executive director of the Grow Southwest Indiana Workforce, a nonprofit that trains workers for skills that employers need most.
Those would be individuals that we would want to connect with to help them find their next opportunity, whether it's the business owner or it's an employee of a business that will not operate after things reopen.
Along with the rest of the nation, small business owners and those who help them stay in business and find good workers are watching and waiting to see what happens in Washington this week. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.